want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. During a day-long trip to the upper Midwest, President Trump held the second of his three rallies in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hello, Wisconsin. We're back. We're going to win. We're going to win this state. We win this state. You know what? It's over.
While campaigning in Des Moines, Iowa, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Trump has not helped Iowa's farmers in fights with China.
I'll do what he's been unable to do. I'll mobilize a true international effort to stop China's abuses so we can strengthen manufacturing and farming in Iowa and across the country. I'm going to hold China accountable, which he hasn't from the pandemic on.
A strong earthquake has struck between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Samos, collapsing several buildings in Turkey's western Izmir province and causing some damage in Samos. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Emergency workers rescuing a person trapped in rubble. Turkey's official Anadolu news agency says work continues pulling the injured from wrecked buildings in the Izmir region. Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Presidency says the earthquake was centered in the Aegean Sea at a depth of 10 miles and registered at a 6.6 magnitude, while US experts put it at more like 7. Multiple shocks have struck the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Walmart has reversed course, announcing it's returning ammunition and firearms to their displays in its U.S. stores. On Thursday, the nation's largest retailer said it had removed the displays due to civil unrest in some areas of the country. But on Friday, it said the items had been restored to displays because the unrest has remained isolated. The move comes after violence following a police shooting in Philadelphia. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 157 points, the Nasdaq dropped 274. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 404. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the New Year's Eve fireworks on the Las Vegas Strip are the latest casualty of the coronavirus outbreak. Citing the need to remain safe and secure, the LVCVA has officially canceled the popular annual tradition. Back in January, more than 318,000 visitors were in town to help us usher in the new year, creating an economic impact of more than $250 million. Local officials say even without the fireworks show, Las Vegas will still be a top destination to welcome in 2021. We'll just have to figure out another way to blow up 2020, and that's for sure. A friendly reminder, we do fall back this weekend. The clocks get turned back an hour, officially Sunday morning at 2 a.m., ending daylight savings time for the year and giving you an extra hour of sleep. Local fire officials also urge you to change your batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. And, of course, we spring forward and lose an hour of sleep on Sunday, March 14th of next year. The head of the Nevada Gaming Control Board is stepping down, saying she's been offered a professional business opportunity and it was too good to pass up. Control Board Chairwoman Sandra Douglas Morgan is resigning her position effective November 6th.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Now, the first thing I notice when I check out the traffic cams, you are bumper to bumper right now on the Southern Beltway, 215 southbound at Robbindale, 215 northbound at Wigwam. Also expect some congestion on Interstate 15 north at Cary and Cheyenne and south at Craig.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
The president is on the tarmac in Rochester, Minnesota, where the president is speaking before a rather intimate crowd of 250. It's because the governor there told him he couldn't come. He was hoping he would cancel the event, but the president said, no, I'll speak to 250 people. He worked a rope line, something I've never seen him do, where he actually shook hands with people and communicated directly to them. Within 2-3 feet of each other. It was really cool to see. Joining us now, as he does every Friday, my buddy, my pal, Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Installation, that big, beautiful blue building in Mound House. And he joins us. Rico, how you been, my friend? You keeping busy?
I've been very busy, Kevin. And today I am speaking to you from the parking lot of the Raley's Grocery Store in Manteca, California.
Oh my God! Well, I'm honored that we merited the parking lot of a Raley's, for crying out loud.
Yeah, my buzzer went off. I'm in the store shopping with my wife, and the buzzer. Oh crap! I got to do my show.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Back to the car.
Tell me, we're four days away. Give me your sense of Northern Nevada, what's going on. Do you still see mostly, almost all, Trump signs?
I've seen more Biden signs popping up, but for the most part, it's overwhelmingly Trump. And I'm going to make a prediction. I think Donald Trump is going to win Washoe County, and I think he's going to win all the northern counties. What happens in Clark is what's going to, you know, how well he does there. But he's doing so well in some of these places that we didn't expect him, like Miami-Dade County, you know, in
In Florida?
Florida. Hey, 24% of the voters are saying that they voted for Donald Trump in an area where you usually get about 6 or 7%.
Oh, wow.
So really good things are happening. I'm feeling much more upbeat. I actually got kind of down in the dumps for a few days there. I really did. And I, but I'm feeling much more upbeat. You know, I'm seeing the numbers turn. The momentum is definitely in his direction. And I just hope that that those people who did vote already, it's not so disproportionately. They were predicting it was going to be 65% of those voters were going to be Democrats. It turns out it's about 55%.
Well, Republican voters. Yeah, we're starting to see some desperation from the Democrats. I think they are getting a sense that it's going to take a monumental election day effort by the Democrats to pull this thing out in some vital states. And if you look at where the president's going, he went to Wisconsin. He went to Michigan. He is in Minnesota now. The fact that these states are still very much in play, that's got to give you confidence going in.
Well, our numbers, the numbers that I'm seeing, are showing Trump in an absolute statistical dead heat with he's actually down a half a point in the state of Minnesota, which he was down by 4 points at the same time. Well, 3 days ago, the poll's 3 days old. So 3 days ago, he was down a half a point in Minnesota. Last year, in 2016, at the same time, he was down 4 points. So I think he's a really good shot at winning Minnesota, and that would be just a fabulous development if he did.
Is there such a thing?
He's in play in Nevada, man. I'll tell you, Nevada is in play.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely in play. Yeah, he's down by our polling. He's down by 2 points in the state of Nevada, and that is easily surmounted by the enthusiasm level we're seeing people. But, you know, the Democrats, a lot of their core voters have already voted who otherwise would have gone to the polls. Republicans are less inclined to mail in a ballot. They want to go. And consequently, I think that the turnout is going to be spectacular. I think it's going to far exceed 2016. And if that happens, we're going to win because those are going to be Trump voters.
And by the way, just for the record, early voting ends at 7 o'clock tonight. And again, the same rules apply as to Election Day. If you're in line at 7 o'clock, you get to vote. You might not cast your ballot till 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock, but you'll get a chance to vote. I'm just curious. Do you really believe that there is going to be that secret Trump rally where people, you know, we don't expect them and all of a sudden they're there?
I really do. I think in a state like, for example, the state of Pennsylvania has a net gain of Republicans in the last 4 years, 100,000 registered voters, a net gain. They gained about 140,000, but the Dems only put on about 40,000 more. So we're a net gain of 100,000 voters, and he won Pennsylvania last time. And frankly, you know, let me just say this. I don't believe for a second he lost anybody that he had before. I think everyone that voted for him in 2016 is going to vote for him, and I think he's going to get a really, really good kick from black voters and from Latino voters. I think that's I feel pretty good at this stage. I was a little worried a couple weeks ago, but I'm feeling pretty good.
And it's interesting, the president tomorrow will be in Pennsylvania, among other places. The president's going to do 11 events in 48 hours. And I keep asking myself, was this the guy that was sick and in the hospital at Walter Reed? For crying out loud, he looks so healthy as a horse.
He's an animal. That guy's got more energy. It's just spectacular to see a person like that. That's a working man who knows how to work, and he's not shy about it. He's ready to get out there and get it on, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love the enthusiasm that you encounter with voters, and all of these spontaneous rallies that are taking place all across America are just, they're unheard of. That's never happened for a president, ever. Never. Even Reagan, that didn't happen. You know, it's just a spectacular thing to watch.
It indeed is.
Isn't he coming back to Nevada again, too?
Well, we were told he was. Eric said he would be. We had Eric Trump on the other day. Michael McDonald said it was his impression that he was going to be returning to Nevada, southern Nevada in particular. But I talked to Michael McDonald today. He said, well, it's very fluid. We don't really know. But he's not listed in the final 11 events unless maybe on Election Day. Because they have not mapped out Election Day yet.
Yeah. Well, you know, that isn't. If he were coming to Nevada, that would be very, very good news. Not just for Nevada, but for the race at large. So it's tight enough in other places that he's going to do the smart thing, and he's probably going to campaign. And he's only up a few points in Pennsylvania, depending on whose poll you believe. I think he's up a couple points. I think he's up. I think he's up a solid 4 in Ohio. I think he's up about 4 in Florida. I think he's up about 6 in Georgia. Don't listen to all this crap about I'm going to lose Georgia. That's bull. Texas is not in play, never will be. In Wisconsin, he's down a tiny bit in Wisconsin, down a tiny bit in Minnesota, but it's all within the margin of error. So,
well, and tomorrow he's going to be going back to those three states and work them again. Again, joining us, Rico Waller, owner of Carson Installation, the big, beautiful blue building in Mound House. Tell me, you know, because so many people say this election is going to be about the economy. Tell me about the economy in northern Nevada, and in particular, out on 50 Highway East in Mound House.
Well, we're booming, and the economy there's a very much construction-related industry and community, and that industry is just out of control busy. You know, we're just swamped with the amount of work that we have. It's really difficult to stay caught up, and we're seeing that in all the trades. And, you know, the new numbers just got the GDP numbers, 33.1% growth. No one dreamed of that.
I was going to ask you about that. But see, for me, the problem is, I always say, how does that translate to my business, to my family, to the brother-in-law that's been out of work now for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months since the start of the pandemic? You know, 33% is huge, and it's record-setting, but it's nothing if I'm not making out, or if you're not making out, or if your business is struggling. But apparently, as you say, your business is going great guns. And can I assume that you're hearing that from other folks up north?
Oh, I am, yeah. You know, even go to the grocery store. You go into Smith's grocery store there in Dayton, and they're just swamp busy. There's people lined up everywhere. And it trickles down through all the different aspects of the economy, all kinds of people. And an interesting statistic that I heard today was that Americans over the last 9 months since the beginning of the pandemic have saved $1.3 trillion. Beyond normal savings, that's an indicator of, I'll bet you a dollar that the vast majority of those $1.3 trillion are held by Republicans because they're scared to death Joe Biden's going to win the presidency, and so they're backstopping. But imagine if we didn't have all of these states that are closed. You know, California is a huge part of the American economy, and there's so much of that closed down. New York, New Jersey, you know, places where they've really, really done the political thing and locked down real tightly. Those states are not participating much in this growth. So all of that 33.1%, pretty much most of it, is associated with Republican-run states and areas that aren't locked down. So imagine what it would be like if they pulled the stopper, because the fundamentals of our economy are fabulous. Donald Trump has done a fabulous job of reducing regulation and making this economy just hum, and it's going to come right back. By the way, you may recall that I told you I don't believe it's going to be a slow recovery. It's going to be sudden. When they finally let it loose, it's going to go crazy fast.
And you were right. The president calls it a super V. It's not a V. It's a super V. And man, he is absolutely right on the money. And you were right on the money long before he was. This has been nothing short of amazing. I want to ask you though, the violence in Philadelphia, the looting. When you see visuals like that, that's just horrific. If you're an undecided voter. Now, is that violence and all the stuff we saw in Kenosha and in Portland? I mean, I think we're still seeing it in Portland and Seattle and different places like that. Is that going to play a role in the election, you think, in these final 4 days?
I sure think it does. And I personally am not a believer in this idea about suburban women hating Donald Trump. I just don't think that's as true. But what I do think is true is I think there are a lot of people who are Trump supporters who are fearful of expressing their support for Donald Trump because as simple as not wanting to get your car keyed, you know, but violence is taking place. And there are a lot of people, elderly particularly, and women who are more fearful of physical violence that are Trump supporters. And they see what's happened in these, you know, in Minneapolis, in, you know, all those eastern cities, and in Portland and Seattle, all the violence. And that, I think there's a lot more of them are going to vote for Donald Trump than we're thinking. I think a lot of them also don't answer pollsters, honestly. I think a lot of them will say, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden, when in their heart they know darn well they're going to vote for Donald Trump.
Wow. What happens the day after? Let's just assume that the president wins and it's a decisive victory and it's not 306 electoral college votes. It's 140 or 100 two.
340.
Yeah, 340 or something along that lines. What happens then? Will we have violence in the streets? Will Antifa come back?
I think there's going to be violence in the street. And here's what my suggestion to the president would be. I would, as soon as that begins, I would declare the Insurrection Act, and I'd fire that scumbag, Ray, who's the head of the FBI. Fire his butt immediately. As soon as the election's over, fire him. Because he's a commie, and he is doing nothing to help Donald Trump's cause. They've had the laptop of Hunter Biden for 9 months. 9 months. And they didn't interview Belinsky until, I think it was 4 days ago, 5 days ago. They are holding it because they want Joe Biden to win. They think he's going to win, and that way they've got control of him completely and utterly because they've got the goods on him. And if the FBI wants to prosecute that, it's so easily done. It's so clearly money laundering, so obviously so, that I think they're purposely keeping that quiet. So I'd fire Ray. I declare the Insurrection Act, and I'd stomp this thing down.
Wow! Bring out federal troops.
We've got to be done with this. This is a communist uprising. This is not just regular America. These people want to overthrow America. That this is not the same thing. Just disagree. You know, there was a time, even in my life, I can recall when the difference between candidates, well, going back to when I was a child, but, you know, I followed pretty closely and looked at and studied the race between Richard Nixon and Jack Kennedy. And you know what their variance was in their views? It was all about tariffs, just some simple
really?
Things that, or nothing. I mean, there was no significant distinction between them in their views. They were all hawks. They were pro-economy. They wanted everyone to be financially successful. The Democrats do not want that today. They want socialism.
Wow. Wow. Rico, it's always great to visit with you. We'll do it again next Friday. I hope it's a happy day, and I hope we know something. I don't know that we will.
The odds are very good that we will. I think it's statistically it's unlikely that it will be that close again.
I just pray that whatever the decision is of the American people, that it's clear, i.e. it's not close, and that it's clear. And that the American people accept it. I don't know that they will. If
I hope it's clear, and I hope it's Trump. I'm gonna be one really, really unhappy human being because I care about my country so deeply, and I don't know. It's going to be hard to live with if wow. we see our country go away.
Rico, we'll do it again next Friday. Win, lose, or draw, we'll be here.
Okay, Kevin, I'll be with you. Thanks.
And by the way, say hello to all my friends at Raley's. Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you. Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation. That big, beautiful blue building in Mound House. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. This is the Friday edition, the before the election edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio and you gotta rise up.
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020.
is hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk. More drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
Many voters are getting a mail ballot for this election. When you do, carefully follow the directions to vote and make sure you sign the outside of the envelope here. Then put it in the mail or bring it to a ballot drop-off box. And do this soon so we receive it in time to be counted. For anyone who would rather vote in person, we will have regular polling places open during early voting and on election day. So this election is up to you. Mail it in, drop it off, or go vote in person. It's your choice. Don't lose your voice. Vote. Brought to you by Clark County.
It's not hard to find a real estate agent. Your aunt, your neighbor, your Uber driver, everybody knows somebody who thinks they can sell your house for you. But how do you know who's the best agent to fit your needs? I'm Heidi Harris. I'm here to tell you about Set Schedule. The hardest part about buying or selling a home is making sure you have the right real estate agent for the job. Not just somebody who knows Vegas, but somebody who knows your neighborhood and has a proven track record of selling homes in your price range. That's what's so great about Set Schedule. They can pair hundreds of agents from different firms to find you the perfect realtor for your needs. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-HOMES-30. They'll find you the ideal match in minutes. When it comes to buying or selling a home, don't settle for the recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend. Call 888-HOMES-30 and find the right agent. That's 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30. Set Schedule. Ready, set, home.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with big news. Pho 87, famous Vietnamese food in Las Vegas since 1987, has a great offer just for my listeners. Owner Mia Ha, a proud Trump supporter, is offering you 20% off your food order. That's right, 20% off through Election Day. Just tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Visit Pho 87, Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain, or check out their amazing menu at pho87.net. That's pho87.net. And make sure you get out and vote.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. By the way, I want to remind you that this hour brought to you by my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? That's all the time you have. Now, if you don't want to waste hours sifting through mind-boggling Medicare plans, let Steve and Amy do it for you, and they'll do it for free. It's no charge to you. Call Blue Sky Insurance and do it right now because Steve and Amy are waiting for your call. 702-410-8020. I'm going to read that number very slowly. 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. And find out how you can save money and get a better plan. And it's all about Medicare, and open enrollment runs through December 7th. Speaking of deadlines, by the way, the president has wrapped up his speech in Rochester, Minnesota, before about, 100 people. That doesn't work. But he did that to defy the governor of Minnesota. And I'm glad he did. It didn't look real good, but what the heck, on a Friday, late on a Friday night in Minnesota, not that big a deal. The deadline for early voting, 7 o'clock tonight. If you have not already voted, I hope you will, exercise your right as an American and cast your ballot. I really hope, I hope you'll do that. I want you to hear, just very, very quickly, the president talking about the differences. This is cut two. The differences between Trump and the Biden economies. Here is the president earlier today in Waterford, Michigan.
Biden will eradicate the economy. I will eradicate.